The harp is an instrument that has been played throughout history and across every continent. A multi-stringed instrument with a very unique sound, the harp is typically thought of as a soft, quiet instrument. Let's put, say, maybe 12 or 15 harps together playing, and I wonder if it would still sound soft and quiet. The Chattanooga Harp Ensemble will give us the opportunity to find out next Sunday with a free concert. The passion for playing this instrument is encouraged by a local nonprofit organization, and Beverly Inman Ebel explains how.
The Jan Pennington Gray Harp Scholarship Fund is about 10 years old, and it is in honor and memory of Jan Pennington Gray, the daughter of Jim and Joe Pennington. Jan was a fabulous harpist, and her parents wanted to help other harpists enjoy playing the harp. And so there's a scholarship that is offered every year, multiple scholarships that harpists apply for. There's a harp camp, and this year the harp camp is July 26th through 31st, and it's right here in Chattanooga. And there's also the Chattanooga Harp Ensemble.
The ensemble is what we're here to talk about today because there's a concert coming up very soon.
There is. May 22nd. Mark the date. It's a free concert. It's being held at First Cumberland Presbyterian Church right there on Moore Road, big stone church, beautiful. The acoustics in that church just make these harps sound gorgeous. If you like hearing one harp, just imagine what it's like hearing 16 harps. We also are going to have two guest musicians. We're going to have Lisa Dempsey play the violin and Suzanne Sims play the cello. Of course, our director is Tiffany Envid, and she is just a marvelous harp player.
16 harps all playing together.
Yes.
Are the skill levels about the same on all of these harpists, or do we have a variety of skills here?
Diversity is good. We have a variety of skills. We have a variety of harps. We have small lap harps. We have one lady who plays a small double-strung lap harp. It's really interesting to see and to watch her play. All the way up to full concert harps with the pedals. Anything and everything in between. We are playing the same music, but each harp may have a different part. So sometimes there's as many as five or six different parts being played. This is very evident. One of my favorite songs that we'll be playing on the 22nd is Dance of the Harps. And I know the part that I have sounds beautiful, and yet when we get to rehearsal and you hear all the parts, it truly is a dance of the harp.
Some of these harps have a completely different sound. Like you said, a small lap harp, a Celtic harp, will sound completely different from the full orchestra harp.
The bigger the harp, the deeper the notes can go. So you're going to have a full keyboard. So for instance, I play a Celtic harp that has 36 strings. So it goes all the way down to two A's below middle C. So you can get just about everything in there. Your smaller harps aren't going to have those deeper sounds that the larger harps have. And so that's, one of the differences. When we play the music, there's such a variety of music. We have some Celtic songs. We have some religious songs, such as Amazing Grace, beautiful on the harp. And then we're closing with our finale of Chariots of Fire. If you have not heard Chariots of Fire on the harp, it's a must come, must hear.
What is the time for this?
We will start at 3. It's a one-hour concert. It's open to the public, so we encourage you to bring your mom, your dad, your family, your friends. Doesn't take a lot of time. If it's a hot day, it'll be a perfect break in the middle of the hot day just to sit in that nice, gorgeous church hearing that beautiful music. If it's rainy, hey, what better place to be than safe and dry inside this gorgeous church hearing the beautiful harps?
The ensemble that is performing, are these typically the people who attend the harp camp and have been recipients of the scholarship in the past?
Not necessarily. The harp camp draws harpists from all over the country as well as teachers from all over the country. The harp scholarship winners, again, are from all over the world. We have had harpists to win a scholarship who have not even been in the United States. So it's very varied. These are local harpists who live in the Chattanooga area. We practice about once a month. We take the summer off. So we have two seasons. We have the spring season, and then again at Christmas, we will play again. It's just lovely to hear the different harps and visually to see all the different shapes and sizes of harps. It really is it's a visual treat and an auditory one as well. The Jan Pennington Gray Harp Scholarship Fund is a 501c3. It's a nonprofit. And so monies that we raise go to give the scholarships as well as to support the other programs. It's a very, very worthwhile event to support the arts. So we hope you'll come.
Chattanooga Harp Ensemble Concert is Sunday, 3 p.m. at the First Cumberland Presbyterian Church, located at 1505 North Moore Road in Chattanooga. You can learn more about the Jan Pennington Gray Harp Scholarship Foundation online at harpscholar.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.